Hi everyone, welcome to Arch Conversations Season 12. Today we're here with Yuran.
Hi.
My very handsome companion for the day. And Yuran, do you want to give a bit of an introduction to yourself?
Of course. My name's Yuran. I work in fashion. We met at a fashion event, actually.
Fashion flea market charity.
Fashion flea market, and she bought shit that I don't want. Am I allowed to say shit here? I'm allowed to say shit here.
This jacket is someone else's treasure, just saying.
Exactly.
It's a really good jacket.
So we're here. I think we connected quite a bit then. I work in fashion. Have always worked in fashion, unfortunately. So here we are.
Yes. So I only just found out that he does storytelling for a living. And it's perfect because we're sitting here today sharing stories and telling stories, hopefully to inspire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this season's overarching theme is about balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I just shared it with him. He came without a clue. He didn't even know he was going to be on camera without
zero.
A clue. And yet,
zero.
How good he was. So we were just discussing a little bit about balance.
Mm-hmm.
And he said actually he feels unbalanced.
Out of balance,
out
exactly.
Of balance, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that actually makes a lot of sense. I think far too often we're all forced to be like, life is about balance. Mm-hmm. You know, everything on social media, like balance this, wellness that, do this for your health. And everybody tells you what to do, right? Mm-hmm. And we're selling something. But I think let's share a little bit more about an ideal idea of balance and true balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your true north. Do you want to share a bit?
So I think right now in my life, I live alone with my partner. So I see my parents once in a while, every week, every fortnight. I have a very demanding career. I've got very demanding friends as well. So for me, it's always about how do I juggle everything, right? For me, and it's impossible. I think that at this stage of my life, I want it to be done my way. I'm no longer going to be following in someone else's footsteps. So in terms of balance-wise, you think about balance in a way that everything...
All the scales
has to be
aligned.
Equal, there's pure equilibrium, there's zenness, there's quietness. You know, for me, that is... it's not my balance, unfortunately.
No, not for me either, to be honest.
So for me, I think given my... the way I work and maybe in the industry I'm in, there's no such thing as work-life balance.
I was just about to say that.
That's a lie people tell.
Yes.
Or you can have work-life balance, but at the end of the day,
realistically, most jobs that you're passionate about, there is no work-life balance.
Exactly. And I think that you try very hard to find that balance.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think it's about creating space, space within yourself, space within yourself to know that there are some parts that I will give more and some parts I will be a little bit more floaty
selfish,
about,
yeah,
more selfish about, exactly.
Yeah. Wait, so if you don't mind, how old are you this year?
I am 37 this year.
Yay.
Same generation.
Yes.
The same.
Because I understand. Because I understand. I'm turning 40 this year.
Okay.
So 1984.
You look like 30.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, that's a lie. Looks like 25, actually.
I actually am so, like, as you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about being like selfish with your time and managing time a little bit better? I'm so happy being like turning 40 this year,
mm-hmm.
because all of that was learned through this long journey called life.
Yeah.
Long or short, depending how you look at it, right? And I do agree with that, and no such thing as work-life balance and this and that, and people tearing you apart about balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me share a little bit about myself. So for me, an idea of an ideal form of balance is a lot of work, happy work,
mm-hmm.
delivering the work, my family,
mm-hmm.
and very little bit of friends
okay.
at this stage in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough. You know, it's not equal parts. So as you said, I don't believe in like the skills being like this. But then 3 months later, maybe I'm like, I want to see my friends a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's constantly changing. Yeah. Do you feel that?
I feel selfish for thinking that way.
Right.
I feel selfish for thinking that way because I feel like If I don't see my parents enough, I'm like, oh, I'm being unfilial to
right.
them.
Yes, yes,
And I
yes.
think that that's something that society keeps on telling us is that, you know, you need balance, you need complete equalness. And yes, I am like that, but I feel selfish for thinking that way.
Yes, I get what you mean. I totally get what you mean. Because sometimes people be like, why do we haven't seen you in so long? But you know what? Okay, maybe you have three more years. You wash the guilt away in the next 3 years. I'm not kidding.
When you hit 40, you turn to an all new, like, zero given, you know?
Really? I'm not even kidding. Like, okay, so I've lived a long enough life. I know I'm always learning, but, like, to say that I've had a lot of friendships in my lifetime, I'm really lucky to have met people all walks of life all over the world. There are friends that I still keep from like 20 years ago, and there are a lot of friends that I don't speak to anymore. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's them. There was a lot of confusion, like chasing after them or vice versa. But now I've learned that everyone should, as you said, have their own space. And if someone chooses to not speak to you, maybe they have their own reasons, maybe it's stupid, maybe it's selfish, whatever. But you cannot govern their life. So I let that part go. And then I realized that also, when I spend time with people, it's really like this. I love one-on-one. I love four people. I don't like big group setting type things. And if I give you my time, know that I'm giving you my time because I'm carving it out for you because I care about you.
What's your horoscope?
What if I, Scorpio. The best. Are you Scorpio?
I'm a Scorpio too. That's why I think that there are some things that's predetermined in the stars, right? Is that
yes.
Scorpios, we like intimate conversations. We we like...
Love it's a we.
It's a we.
We share a pronoun now.
I think that especially if we... I think that if we had met in other events, we wouldn't have connected as well.
Yeah.
Usually when I see my friends at fashion events or any kind of like...
Large group setting.
Large group setting. I feel there's a facade. Oh, and I don't want to put up a facade.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
I feel like this very like privileged to be spending one-on-one with you and with anyone.
Yeah.
I think that's special. And that's why we're like that.
Yeah. No, for real. And then, so because of that, when I don't meet people, I don't feel the guilt anymore. I'm very happy to be not formal. I'm so glad I see Instagram stories and you guys are at this party, that party, good for you guys.
Yeah.
Mama's at home, resting her feet, watching some stupid, binging some drama, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't have that guilt anymore.
What about to your daughter?
Oh, always. So the mom guilt is really bad. So like, weekdays, I'm always home.
Yeah.
After work, straight to home, spend some time. She always sees me. So like today, I actually went out for dinner for the first time in a long time.
Wow.
And she knew. So like, she called me at 6:30. Hey, this is what I'm doing. Like, because she needs my time.
Yeah.
You know? And I would not say like, I'm guilty for doing it. But like, there's a tinge
of
in
course.
The back of my head, you know?
So your daughter's like incredibly smart. She's way too smart for her.
Emotionally, yes.
She is very emotional adult.
She matured emotionally really quickly. You met her, right?
Yes,
that event.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's so like well adjusted as a human being. I feel like we need to find out how she gets her balance.
Yes. Well, kids, right?
Of us, yeah.
Kids run everywhere, so much energy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we, as we age, we let go of a lot of things that children are actually, like, we should keep it. We should retain the things that children have. You know, why can't everyone just be creative and silly and sing whenever you want, dance whenever you want? Because that's who I am.
Of course.
Are you like that?
I am like that in closed doors. Closed doors, of course.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in public, you're kind of like... You don't want people to know, first of all, that you're like that.
No, but I'm a bit like...
You don't care?
No, it's not that. I think I have, like... I'm not saying that I do, but, like, a small bit of Tourette's. Like, I can't help it. Like, it just comes out. It just comes out.
It happens.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a public kind of outburst or something that you didn't even...
realize? Oh, gosh. It was like... So I was walking towards a job site in East Coast, right? And then there was this girl walking towards me, right? And she was wearing this, like, don't laugh, Tammy, she knows what I'm talking about. So, like, she's a very fair, you know, like, Chinese girl. She was wearing a nice, beautiful sundress. And then she lifted up her arms. And there's, like, a really big bush of fur, which is...
I love that.
Everybody can do their own thing, right?
Yeah.
But I went... Because it was a shock. It's just... even if a guy does it to me, like, it's just a shock, right? I'm not saying that you need to shave. You can do what you want, darling. But it's just like, and I couldn't help the facial spasm, everything. I just...
Wow.
picked up my phone, like, oh yeah. But I can't help it. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, you know? Yeah, these things. And I often find myself whistling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, is it an ADHD thing? Like, I'm always like, there must be something on at all times, but I'm also thinking about something else. So I find myself whistling a lot when I'm walking, but alone.
Interesting.
And, yeah.
Do you sleep well at night?
Yeah, very, very well.
Oh.
I didn't used to when I was younger. But after I started working out, and also after I started having a lot of work, you're just like mentally tired. Tired. By 10 o'clock, I'm just like, yeah.
For me, I think it's balance is how you sleep and how you live your life.
Yes, yes.
Right now, my sleep is horrible. Oh. I've always had horrible sleep.
Really?
I've tried NyQuil, I've tried sleeping pills, I've tried everything. And I realized that...
Exercising doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And I do exercise regularly.
I'm guessing you're mentally like worn out also because of work.
Mentally worn out, but the thing is that when I close my eyes, I still feel like it's still going. So something in me is out of balance as well.
Yes.
I've yet to figure that out.
The adrenaline is like going and going and going. Yeah.
And my partner asked me, like, what do you do at night when you are sleeping? I'm like, I'm barely asleep. First of all, so he's like, what do you think about? I was like, I think about life.
Yeah.
I think about the most randomest thoughts.
But that leads me to sleep, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm always thinking like random, blah, 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 and then I just goes on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Never. It just leads me to question more.
Definitely don't touch your phone. It doesn't help.
Yeah.
Weird.
Gotta try that.
Or maybe have a kid.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
You should try to push one out. After I have,
get a pet, get a kid. Yeah.
I feel like, okay, back to balance here, which is what we're supposed to be talking about. Once you have a child, right, it's even harder to find balance for yourself because the mom guilt, family time, work time, friends time, all this, right? And then you want to, as a modern day mother, you still want to go out and have drinks with your friends, you want to have dinners, but you still have your kid and this and that, right? I'm very fortunate because I can bring her to the office. After work on Friday, she usually comes here. So she sees what I do. I bring her to job sites. Even on her school holidays, I bring her everywhere to her meetings. So I'm quite fortunate. So we do spend time. But most people don't get that luxury.
Yeah.
So for them, they're even more like pulled apart, right?
Yeah, of course.
But like finding your own balance, going back to that, like when your first thing that you said at the beginning, right? I thought about like Chinese herbs. You know how like when you go get like whatever.
If you're heaty, you need to have something that is cooling. Things like that.
So the balance is that, and it's always fluctuating as your body is, right? Or like, if you think about food, when you cook something, somebody has a saltier taste bud than whoever. And like, if you're cooking for a large setting, how do you make it good? Like, I feel like the chemistry in that is like the chemistry in us.
Yeah.
And everyone is different. Every human being, as much as like, there are so many similarities, like food views are like this and that and that. It still takes a different thing for different people to take. And understanding that at every different turn, something very dramatic or emotional happens, you will change. You will need something else. And then the balance of like that changes as well. So like, for example, I love exercising, right? And it used to be a means to an end. Oh, I feel like I'm gaining weight, so I have to work out. But now it's almost like I need
to work out. It's part of your life.
Yeah. I need to sweat to feel good. And that has just like changed over the years. And I didn't even realize one day, I'm like, I cannot work out.
Now you enjoy working out.
Yes.
I hate you.
Really? You
I
don't?
I hate that. No, I... It's a chore for me. I
really
find it as a chore. Like, I get that healthy. It's good for you. It's good for your...
Have you
your
found something you really like, though? They always said you need to find the exercise you really like.
I mean, I've tried... I think I've tried almost everything.
hikes, like, insane, beautiful...
I hike, yes. I box as well.
Like, proper Bukit Timah Hill, right?
Exactly. I run a lot.
Yeah.
I box.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, I remember seeing his Instagram story, like, 20K. What was it? How
10 weeks.
10K.
That's what I usually do on a weekly basis.
And like, what, 3 minutes, 4 minutes per click? Okay, like five.
That's crazy.
Five.
That's crazy, is it five? I forgot.
About that. Basically fast, okay?
Yeah. So what are we talking about? Working out. Yes, I hate you. Yes.
But you run a lot.
Yeah,
but you do it because you need to stay healthy, is it?
I do it because I know that it needs to be done.
Right.
So I do it just to get it out of the way.
So then exercising doesn't give balance to you.
No,
it gives me balance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Maybe I think what it is, it's to find what feeds you then.
Yeah.
What is it that feeds you then?
I think spending time with
things or people that brings me joy.
Right.
Whether or not it's like
an inanimate pillow.
Exactly.
Like, to have me, I do, thought. You know. Like, when I look at the chair, I really, I'm like,
chair. Oh, well, I want to like sit around my apartment and go like, oh, we did good. And then, you know.
Beautiful apartment.
Things like that. I think that brings me joy, right, and brings me balance. It doesn't mean that I don't want to force myself to take things out of my life.
Yeah.
And put things into my life if it's not needed.
Right.
So like even working out, like I mentioned, like I feel like some people love working out. Great for you. For me, people like me, I think that we always have to plan in our schedule. If it's not in our schedule, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So for me, it's more like, if it doesn't happen, then how?
Yeah.
And for me, that guilt takes over.
Right.
So if I don't do it, then
it'll end up like this, and then it will like just snowball into gaining weight, like, basically.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. That's really interesting. So what would your ideal balance look like in your life
right now would be spending enough time with my parents, spending enough time with my partner, spending enough time learning a new skill, and work as well. So for me, that's balance. It's like you are developing not only yourself, you're maintaining relationships as well. That would be like the ideal situation where you're not just a constant, you're developing yourself.
That's
right?
Beautiful. Because I always say change is the only constant.
Yeah.
And of course, we wish, I feel like that's what COVID gave me. Like, I could pick up new skills and like center myself and do this, do that.
Mm.
It was actually great. And like, in hindsight, I love having that 2 months off.
Mm.
I never thought about it. You're giving me a lot of things to think about. Yeah, which is great. Because like, I love people who challenge my opinion.
Mm.
You know, like herd mentality, I hate that. I hate when I see something, I'm like, I'm not trying to get people to just say yes, right? You want different opinions to like think. That's really interesting. Because for me, it is most definitely my child.
Yeah.
My family and, like I said earlier, very little friends. I don't make my friends hate me. But like, I'm really okay that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how are you developing yourself? So everyone else, it's like the idea is that everyone else, you want everyone to be doing better, right?
Yeah.
You want the best for them.
Correct.
But how are you having the best for yourself?
And that in itself is also balance. Because if you, like you said, if you stay the same, I guess some people like that as balance. Not us. But like, I would say like, challenge, right, for me, because like we work on in interiors and creatives and all this, right? Every project is a different challenge.
Mm.
So every project I learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, recently the project had a very big plumbing issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a plumber, right? I'm an interior designer. But then you are project coordinating, so you learn
how
to fix this, where to go, da da da. All these are challenges that actually help me better myself for work. But once again, it goes back to work. If you're saying like just a personal skill, don't talk about work at all.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had any time to do that at all.
Yeah, I mean, let's remove work from our life. Because I feel like work is, people who say if you enjoy what you do, you don't work work a day in your life.
Right.
I mean, work is still work. You still pay your taxes. You still pay
and
a living. But if you remove that completely, the rest of the 16 hours in a day, what are you exactly doing?
I work more than 8 hours. Just saying.
Which, whatever that's left that is not actually, work, okay, I then
sleep,
how?
To be honest, I sleep about 9 hours. I wouldn't say I lucky, okay? I love sleeping sleep. I sleep about 9 hours. I work probably 8, 9, maybe sometimes at the most 10 hours.
Yeah.
So there's very little time left.
Mm.
And weekends, I make it a point to try my best not to look at the computer.
Okay.
I love going on walks.
Mm-hmm.
Like not exercise or anything, just like go and
just
walk.
Just walks, yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I have never had that space to be like, okay, what should I sit down and do for myself?
Yeah.
Which is crazy, huh? I never thought about like, my friends would be like, I want to learn pottery, I want to, you know, whatever. I don't, you know. I wish I had, let me tell you what I wish I had time to do. If we're talking about, because like, balance in work and life or whatever, right? Like what he's saying today, balance of self, I would love to go back to writing.
Okay.
I used to love writing,
right?
I wish that I had time. Actually, okay, I can't say that. I do have time. It's just that my brain is so fried, I don't want to spend it. You know? I wish I wrote more.
Okay.
And read more in order to write better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Long form or short form?
I wouldn't mind either, but usually short.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. That's
writing is tough. I think writing is something that you like. People think that writing is just spending time sitting there and like the words will flow. No, you gotta like live. You gotta live through other people's works. You have to like learn. You have to experience life in order to write, right?
Experience life is important. I feel like as an artist, any artist, if you've ever been through pain, there's not much to express. I'm not a sadist, okay? But truly, what are most movies and songs and all that about? Love, heartbreak, pain, drama, you know, like that's where the best form of art comes through because you feel for that person, right? So I think my stories used to be quite dark, right? Not that I am negative or sad, but it just comes out that way.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stories I like to write. So sometimes on Instagram, like when I write like just stupid four-liners, people are like, are you okay? Are you okay? it's not me, guys. Like, it's just my form of
expression.
But it's not that I feel sad. You know, not at all. But I'm very glad you gave me something to think about. I always thought like right now I feel so balanced, you know, in terms of like my love life, my career, my daughter. Like, of course, it, like the scales are always tipped around, whatever, and being and flowing. But like, I feel so balanced. But now that you say this, I realize, oh shit, you're right.
You're keeping everything else around you in balance, internally, is there balance? Like we tend to all these different factors. But then for ourselves, it's like, how am I doing things that I love to keep myself?
Yeah, it's so true, so true. Because I think as a society, we're taught to be like thinking about all these things in boxes, right? Actually, I went to see a psychologist a long time ago when like, don't want to get into that story, it's long. And actually, she brought it back to me. So I was saying like, these things are happening in my life. How do I solve these things? She's like, actually, it started with you. So thanks for reminding me that. Like, happiness or balance, I think, starts from within.
Yeah.
A good question to ask. What are some of the challenges you faced in terms of, okay, let's go into personal balance. Let's not talk about life and all that stuff.
Personal balance, I think it's about the challenges I think I constantly struggle with is whether or not I'm selfish. Selfish for wanting things. I think at this day and age where, you know, where there are a lot of people who are out there suffering, even to ask this question, like, is my life in balance? Sounds a little bit absurd.
Really?
It sounds a little bit superficial and sounds a little bit like there are people trying to find clean water to drink.
Yes.
There are people trying to live under, trying to find a roof to live under.
Yes.
So for me, finding balance, that guilt is that, oh, my life needs to be in balance. Like, that sounds almost selfish.
Right.
And that's my struggle. My struggle is like, there are other people out there that are suffering that have the least basic amount of things to live on. And I'm just here thinking about, oh, how do I find balance in my life in this comfortable Singapore environment? So, what do you think?
I feel like, obviously, you're a thinker. And also, I think a good way of turning that is to make it not micro, but make it macro instead. So instead of focusing on that, of course, I'm not saying go out there and help the world. We can't do that, you know.
Yeah.
But in whatever small ways we can, if your impact is wider than yourself, for example, be philanthropic, right? And I don't mean like you don't need tons of money to just go out and give there, right? But for example, like, this is just an idea, right? I did this once for a while, I don't know why I suddenly stopped. Do one thing kind to a stranger every day. Random stuff like that. So then you bring your circle from overseas and all that. It's smaller now. And don't let anyone know. Don't post it. Don't tell anyone. If you need to tell your partner. If it comes up in conversation, sure. But just do that for that person and yourself. It's between two of you. Nobody else needs to know. It doesn't need to be every day, like, because maybe sometimes you don't see strangers in public, right? But whatever it is, then I'm not trying to alleviate that guilt, because it's wrong that there's things going on in the world out there that we are not in control of. But because by doing that, you're doing something, I lost the word. What's that word for, like?
To pass it on, to pass on the energy, to pass on the positivity.
That, but altruistic, that's what I'm looking for. That altruism spirit is important, I feel.
Mm.
And with that, I feel like, because you keep talking about self-guilt. Not self-loathing, but just self-guilt.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would go away bit by bit. because you're doing things, not requesting anything in return for random strangers that you will never meet again in your life. Yeah. I feel like that's a good way.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, personally, I think my struggle with my personal self in terms of balance is I feel like I want to be lazy more than productive. Personally, outside of work.
I love being lazy.
Really?
Listen, if I can be lazy, I would be out.
Yes, my partner's the same. But if I'm in bed and I'm enjoying it, I feel like I shouldn't be.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Like weekends, yes. Especially.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm so damn tired and all that, but I feel like, oh, yeah, but you're wasting your day.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of beats me myself up.
Mm.
Yeah. And now that you mentioned it, obviously I need more time to write or better myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What advice do you have? Do you think that, I mean, obviously none of us are perfect. We both agree that we're not in the perfect place or whatever. Yeah. But what advice would you have for people out there who are seeking their own form of balance? Or even, you know what? Some people don't even know what their scales are. You know, you can very clearly, you know, tell me, communicate to me that these are my boxes and this is my personal self. Because obviously you're someone who thinks a lot. Probably overthinking. But
most of the time, exactly.
So, but like for people out there, what would you say? Where do you start? Self-awareness, I think. You are very self-aware. Right? To be able to say like, for work, this is this. And for my life, this is that. How do you get there even?
I create space within myself. I create space where it's an infinite growing space. I think that's something that people don't realize that there is no limit.
Pictured a flower coming up to you. Like, you know, like growing and just like flourishing and like.
Is that there is a part of you that's always going to want to be lazy. Yeah. Create space for that.
Yeah.
You don't need to be, in spite of being lazy, you want to be super overproductive and you think that there is this finite space. No, you create space for yourself. You create space for your guilt. You create space for enjoying yourself. You create space for giving. I think that's the only way to grow.
Yeah.
And something that I've learned along the way is that, you know, I used to do yoga for many years, like 10 years I was doing yoga.
Like
consistent yoga, you know. And I realized that I was not only hitting all the poses, I could be really flexible, but at the same time, my body was being wrecked.
Why?
I kept on getting injured in yoga than in any other.
Too hard to get into the poses.
And I realized that yoga became a very vain sport for me. Like, it became vanity.
Like, you need to hit this pose. You want to get into that position. Yeah. You want to hold it for longer or whatever.
So, I was telling my yoga teacher, I was like, hey, I have no idea why I'm doing yoga and I'm getting myself injured.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? And he told me, it's like, you don't always have to hit all the poses. There's the whole beauty about yoga is that you create space within yourself to give it all, give it none, or give it as you are that
whatever
day.
Whatever you are today.
Yeah.
I'm a Shavasana person. La. That's personally
exactly.
Always a Shavasana.
That's
like
the best pose. That's the most important
when they see Shavasana, I'm like, yes, I'm so good at this.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think that's my advice.
I feel like you should start writing with me. Maybe we can start writing together.
If we find the time.
I think this is why he does his job. The way he explains things makes you like so like drawn.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you're talking, I can see a movie. Mm-hmm. There is like a motion picture for me. Or maybe just I'm too like...
It's the wine talking.
Really? Just half a glass of wine. Okay, interesting.
What about you? What's the advice you would give?
I have none. I don't listen to me. I'm just kidding. I would say finding... Based on what we're saying today, personal growth and all that. Also based on my life experience in terms of being single mother and all that, because I do get those texts a lot, DMs and whatnot. Personal space, adding on to what you're saying, means loving yourself. Basically, that's what it is, right? What do you need to add to this flower and the nutrients for you to grow and love yourself? Lots of people ask me, how do you find the balance again? Will I ever love myself again? I need to take care of my child, this and that, blah, blah, right? They're so torn apart. But like, if you don't focus and fix yourself, you can't go out and be balanced at all.
Yeah.
So at the bottom line, right, the baseline is learn to love yourself. How? I don't know how. That's the problem. You stop doing things for yourself. simple things, you know, a nice hair wash, a nice shower. Like, we rush through these things. Yeah. Because I have to do this, I have to do that, right?
Mm.
Cook a nice meal for yourself. Even if it's instant noodles, add some Spam in there. You know, just love yourself.
Yeah.
I think for me, that's that one.
Mm.
And the other things that you love in life, put them into boxes in your head, you know, and prioritize them. And never, never spread yourself out. Someone once told me, Steph, you're spreading yourself out like butter. Mm. Be more like peanut butter.
Chunky.
Yeah, like thick and like chunky and smeared out, but not like, don't spread yourself out thin.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where all the problems grow.
Mm.
Putting things to be happy for.
Yeah, in, and living grateful. In Singapore, yes.
Right? Grateful for, happy for. But you need to love yourself in order to see that. I feel like when you are a negative person, I don't know if you've met these people. I've met really negative people.
Mm.
Things that come out of their mouths are usually like complaints or like bitching about other people. Yeah. Being like, it's very tiring being around these people because it sucks your energy, right?
Of course.
And I realized that somewhere in them, they're just not happy. Mm. They're not really happy. They could have like the world.
Yeah.
They could be famous. They could have lots of money. They could be like whatever.
Yeah.
But they could not, I don't think they could be happy, because if you're a happy person, you're generally also sharing that out.
Mm.
So it really, everything starts from step one, yourself. And finding that love within yourself. And then you have a lot of love to give. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Very true.
That's my piece. Yeah.
Hopefully everyone finds their balance in their own way.
And understand that it's constantly changing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is good. This is like one of those things that you go internal, you know, and then you think about yourself. Like, I literally saw it like visually like, poof, inside. Ooh, look at you.
That's
like,
good.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm a very visual person. Okay. Like, very, like, everything comes into play for me. All right. Thanks, Yura. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. Bye, guys.